In today's Mishnah, we learn the second and third Mishnah from the first Perek Masechta Avot. In yesterday's Mishnah, we began by going from the transmission of Moshe Rabbeinu, transmission of Torah, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to the Anshei Knesset Agdola. Now, the Anshei Knesset Agdola lasts for a period of about 200 years, and the last of the Anshei Knesset Agdola was Shimon HaTzadik, and that's the author of this Mishnah. So, Shimon HaTzadik haya Meshairei Knesset Agdola. He was the last of the Anshei Knesset Agdola. Hu haya homer, he would regularly say, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam obed, the world stands on three things. What are they? Al ha-Torah, val avodah, val gmilut ha-chasadim. So Al ha-Torah is the study of Torah. As we know, it says in Yirmiyahu, Im lo briti yomam v'layla chukat shamayim v'aretz lo samti. If it were not for my briti, being the Torah being learned day and night, I would not have placed the heavens and the earth. And the shiv world of the past took this very, very seriously. It's well known back in Volozh, and they would have shifts in order that the study of Torah would occur for a 24-hour period. There'd be no break out of concern that if it was a break of study of Torah, the world would revert back to Torah Vol. So therefore, that's one of the explanations, I said, as the generations weakened, why Jews ended up all the way in Australia, for example, where I'm from originally, and there were people studying while everybody else in the world was sleeping. So that's Al ha-Torah. The next is Al ha-Avodah. Now, what is Avodah here? One understanding is, well, that's Avodat HaKorbanot, meaning that's Avodah on the base of Mikdash. We don't have that now, so the world really stand on. The answer is, well, Tfilah, meaning davening, which is Avodat Shebalev, which is the worship of the heart, that took the place of Korbanot, so Tfilah is, again, a necessary pillar of the world. The other understanding of Avodah is the fulfillment of mitzvot. And the final explanation here that Kati brings is actually the real work, meaning Harisha Zriya, meaning the fact that man partners in the work, ongoing operations of the world, in order to bring sustenance. That's what really the world is dependent on. Without that, again, the world wouldn't be able to function. So that's, we've talked about Torah, we've talked about Avodah. The next is Gemulot Chasadim, which is Olam Chesed Yemeneh. The world was built, founded on Chesed, doing acts of kindness to one another, on Tzedakah, etc. An interesting explanation here that Kati brings is, he cites a Midrash Shmuel that Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik is really explaining the previous Mishnah. The Anshei Knesset Agdola said three things: to be deliberate in judgment, establish many students, and make a fence for the Torah. And he says that really parallels these Torah Vadim Chassidim. In other words, Shimon HaTzadik is explaining the reason why the Anshei Knesset Agdola really wanted these three things is because the world stands on those three things. So let's see how it parallels. First is Torah. What is that parallel? Well, that's Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. In other words, for the future of Torah to continue, well, you need to have many, many students that study it. The next is Avodah. What's Avodah? He understands that in the world of Torah or mitzvot, in other words, for the Kiyuma mitzvot, for mitzvot to be fulfilled, we need to create a siyag la-Torah. We have to make these fences, in other words, all these gzeron takanot, in order that these various prohibitions will not be violated. And the final one, the gemilut chasadim, what's a pillar with the Anshei Knesset referring to in the previous Mishnah, that was being deliberate in judgment. Why? Because saving the victim of oppression or being taken advantage of is certainly a tremendous act of gemilut chasadim. And that's why a judge has to be very, very careful in order that he judges fairly and save the person who's being unfairly attacked. Let's learn Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Antignos ish socho. So he's from this place called Socho in Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda. It says, Kibel mishimon atzadik. He received from him, and he was Rosh Shivan of the Chachamim in the times of Beit Sheni. It says, he said, Al tihiyu ka'avadim hamashamshim et harav almanat lekabel pras. Do not serve the master, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on condition that you will receive a reward. Rather, when you perform Torah mitzvot, it should be with a sense of ahava, with of love, and therefore ella havu ka'avadim shamshin et harav shelo almanak. In other words, you all should be just doing your avodah, you should be doing Torah mitzvot just out of the love of one's heart, for the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather than with the expectation of reward. Now, you have to be careful here, because he had two talmidim, Tzadok and Baitos, who misunderstood this. They understood that there's no reward for mitzvahs, that doesn't seem right, and therefore they started the Tzadokim and Baitosim that strayed from the path of traditional Judaism. So again, the point of Antigonus Ishsocho wasn't to say there isn't any reward for your actions, but rather motivating his students to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most ideal manner, out of love and not expectation of reward. Now, having just mentioned the love component, always when you go to Avat Hashem, Avat Hashem alone is not enough, therefore you also have to have Yirat Hashem as well. You have to worship Hashem out of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The two go hand in hand. and the many shurim that discuss this topic. Therefore, he ends by not only should that be your approach to avodah, but also the morah shamayim alechem, that the fear of heaven should be on you. That's a simple explanation. What's interesting here, the Chasam Sofer brings a different explanation on this. He says, v'yimora shamayim aleichem. He says, you should be like shamayim, just as the heavens or the skies, that everything does what they're meant to be doing without taking a break, and does it properly. The sun rises at expected time every morning, and the moon's cycles are predictable by mathematical formula, and nothing ever strays from what it's meant to be doing. So too, your shamayim, your yirei should be like the shamayim, should be like the heavens, in that you should do exactly what Hashem says to the best degree without straying or withering whatsoever. And those are the Mishnah today.